Greetings and salutations. This is your girl, Isha. Thank you for tuning in to episode 3 of Card Conversations. For this episode, I wanted to be a little more transparent, a little more honest. Please excuse my situation or whatever. I just got out of work. I don't have any makeup on, although I do have a little bit of gloss. A little bit of tinted gloss, but that's right about it. So if I look a little rough, it's because I'm rough, baby. Anyways, so like last week, somebody from the past contacted me and they basically, you know, they were texting me and they're like, you know, I just wanted to tell you I'm sorry. You know, what I did to you was wrong. I want to call you so we can speak, you know, and I can give you a real apology and, you know, I shouldn't have treated you that way. You're a good woman. You deserve better than that. And the funny thing is, before they even text me, I already made up in my mind. I had to say maybe like the same week, within that same week, maybe a day before they text me, I made up in my mind I wasn't going to be mad anymore. I wasn't going to be upset anymore. I was going to forgive them. And it wasn't until they contacted me when it all came together for me and I realized something. I don't even want the apology anymore. I don't want it. Not only do I not want it, I don't need it. You know, thank you for contacting me, but we don't need to speak on the phone. I just don't need him. I'm good. You know, thank you, but I'm good, you know? And that's weird. That's very strange for me to do. Because I'm one of those people, like, I'm a nitpicker. I'm dramatic. I'm, oh my gosh, my feelings, my heart. Oh no. Like, I'm one of those people, like, you know, I'm so sensitive, you know, and I get emotional so easily. But I would say just like the last week and a half, really. I've been feeling different. I've been feeling like I finally understand what my mama was saying about forgiveness. And at first, I thought she was tripping. Like, I was like, my mom's bugging. But she told and she told me this for years. She kept on saying the same thing over and over and over and over ad nauseum. And she would say, she'd be like, Aisha, forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's for you. So you can move on. Because when you don't forgive people, you're giving them your power. You know, you allowing them to hold whatever they've done to you over you. You know, because you're holding on to it. You're holding on to it. And for me, personally, I was treating it almost like a debt that they owe me. They don't owe me nothing. You hurt my feelings. You know, you don't owe me nothing for that. It is what it is. It happened. You know what I'm saying? It's my job to forgive people and to keep it pushing. Because it was tearing me up inside to hold on to it. You know, it's giving me indigestion. Indigestion don't feel good. You know, it's giving me heartburn, you know, upset stomach. I ain't even gonna say the rest of that. But you know, you know, it was really hurting me. Like deep down, it was hurting me to hold on to it, you know? And I'm glad I let it go. You know, and I let it go to the point where I don't even need a conversation. I feel like I'm making little baby steps of progress. I was so happy. And you know, this kind of brought me back to another situation that happened. So there was this person I used to be very close with. And this individual in particular, they reached out to me one day. And they gave me like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't know how many paragraphs. Maybe it was like 10, 12. It was probably the equivalent of about 4 pages, I can only assume, right? And they made it very clear that they felt that I did them wrong. I had hurt them. I had mistreated them, right? So as I'm reading all the things they had to say about what I did wrong, I was like, you know, I just simply messaged them back. Well, I'm sorry I hurt you. You know, you could have called me. You could have texted. Because I was thinking the other way around. I was thinking, you hurt me. I was thinking, you did me dirty. How dare you say this? But I apologize anyway, just because I didn't want there to be any animosity between us. You know, I'm like, you know, you can contact me. You know, I didn't even know you felt this way because you never said anything until now. You sent me this big old, large, 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 like, correspondence. Like, come on now. But long story short, I realized sometimes when you see things from someone else's perspective, you don't understand how, until they say something, how you may have hurt them. You know, there's been times where I told people, like, man, I feel like you did me dirty, da-da-da-da-da-da, this is why. And they've been like, okay, well, time heals all. And I've been like, wow, okay, that's interesting. Some people, they just not going to apologize because they weren't raised that way. Like, their mama never said sorry to them. They daddy never said sorry. I was raised in a type of household where my mama sat me down. She's like, listen, there's going to be times as a parent that I make a mistake. I don't do right by you. And I need you to tell me when I've hurt you, when I've did wrong by you, so I can apologize and we can have a good relationship still. Because I'm not perfect. I'm just a person. My mom told me that when I was like 9, 10 years old. And I couldn't believe she said that. I said, mommy's just a person? You know, and I started thinking about the concept of saying sorry and apologizing and trying to make things right with people. So even when I've messed up, I've tried to fix things. Now, am I perfect? No. Are there some people that I cut off? Yes. Would I cut them off again? Probably. Are there some people I've done wrong? It's highly probable. You know, but ultimately, I've tried to keep things where I know that I haven't hurt someone to the point where, if need be, there could be a conversation in the future. But that's very hard, you know. Sometimes people take stuff so personal. And I'm one of those people who take stuff so personal. It was just funny. You know, so I'm trying to get to a place that, where not only do I forgive other people for what they've done, but I forgive myself too. You know? I think that sometimes when we don't forgive ourselves, it makes it harder. Way harder for us to forgive the people that we feel have wronged us, right? Because you got to forgive yourself first. You know, forgive the person for what they did, and then forgive you. You know, because oftentimes, you know, we'll be like, well, that's my fault. I never should let this person into my life. I never should trust such and such. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, but you can only beat yourself up for so long, because once you're done beating yourself up, you're gonna try to beat somebody else up over that. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't beat that person up, who you gonna beat up after that? It's just like at some point you just gotta let stuff go. And that's what I'm learning, how to let go and how to move forward. Because when you forgive people, you take away their power to hurt you again. You know what I'm saying? When you forgive people, you relinquish that thing that you've been holding on to, that's been holding you back. So now you can really fly. So now you can go after the things you need to go after. So now you can move forward. And sometimes moving forward is the greatest blessing than whatever pain is holding you back. You know? I'm not telling you to forget. I'm not telling you to do the same things over. I'm not telling you to trust the same people. Baby, I ain't telling you nothing. But what I'm telling you is, it just made me feel a heck of a lot better to let go. And if I would have known it felt this good, I probably would have started doing it a lot sooner. Yeah, I would have, you know? Especially after my daddy died. Because after my daddy died, there was a whole bunch of people I did. That were just acting a fool. And, you know, they know who they are. They know what they do. And that's fine. You know, sometimes all you can really focus on is yourself. You can't focus on everybody else and what's going on with them. All you can do is forgive yourself, forgive the people that hurt you, and keep it pushing. Because at the end of the day, they not the ones that's going to be up there rooting you on anyway. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times when people hurt you, and especially when it's intentional, or when they do it and they don't care, that's because the only ability that they have is to make other people feel bad. You know what I'm saying? I met some people, they can't make people laugh. They can't make people smile. When I say make, I mean they don't encourage happiness. You know? Real happiness. When people are around them, like, sometimes I had to be careful for who, like, I go around, because I be, like, happy for no apparent reason. Like, I'm in a good mood all the time. Like, I be da da da. And when I'm in a bad mood, I be da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? And I be, me so angry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm angry, angry, angry. You know what I'm saying? But then when I'm happy, like, oh my gosh, da 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 da. And I'm, like, the happiest person in the world on OMG. But at the same time, I had to be careful about who I go around. because a lot of people, they just want to suck and suck and train and take and steal that happiness away. They just want to, ooh, come around me. You're in a good mood all the time. I need you around. No, you don't, baby. No, you don't, because you're going to have to contribute something to the pot. I need you. You're going to have to put some of what you're contributing to the pot, because if people just want to leech off of your feel-good moments, they just want to be around somebody that's always happy, but they ain't never happy. No, because they're going to drag you down. I learned something recently. I was so busy trying to make other people happy for so long, I don't think I really considered, you know, what made me happy. And then afterwards, I'd be mad as crap at them, like, you ruined my life. You know what I'm saying? And that was totally stupid. So, you know, I'm just learning how to forgive myself, forgive others, and keep it pressing. All right. Thank you for joining me for episode 3 of Conversations. This is Isha. Bye.